We're going to have Stephanie Brooks come first. Stephanie, would you come and boast in your Savior?
Hello, my name is Stephanie. I have attended Grace Bible Church for 2 years. Here's a little detail about myself. I was born in Shiprock, New Mexico, but I lived here in the valley most of my years. I have 5 beautiful children and a wonderful, supportive husband of 25 years, going on 26 this February. As for my parents, my mother is currently living in West Phoenix. As for my dad, he recently passed on this past year due to his heart condition, which I had the opportunity to spend with him. About my journey of how I got to this point in my life and my spiritual walk with Christ, it goes somewhat like this. Ever since I was a young child, out of 5 siblings, I had a lot of responsibilities. My 4 brothers, my mother, and an endless amount of chores. I have tried to be pleasing, accepting, and respecting my parents' wishes, but for some reason, I was not enough. I remember going to various churches, a traditional church, a Mormon church, a Catholic, a Baptist, Assembly of God, a Pentecostal, including many tent revivals and camp meetings. Most of our direction points at the charismatic church of dancing and showing of signs and wanderings, healing, slayings in the spirit, and a loud, entertaining music. During my adolescent years, my family were going through many hardships, difficulties, and trials, so I questioned God why. My life was not filled with the happiest memories. As a result, I rebelled against my parents and to God for many years due to many kinds of heartaches. Many years later, I moved on with my life by getting married and having my own family. And I thought, if I find my own charismatic church, that would fix my life, but it did not. It made me question God even more, and my life got even more complicated. I continuously watch Christian Network on TV, a health, wealth, wish it, think it, and it'll come to existence. I was raised in believing these false doctrines, which I thought it could change my life, but I was wrong. One early morning, I woke up from a strange voice that told me that I was found wanted, like in the book of Daniel, not in a good way. I thought that was a sign from God of some sort, so I decided to sell all my possession and to move to another state. I packed a little items that we had left from the sale and started following a TV evangelist, hoping to find an answer and the truth about God. I was desperate and I got lost, and I was lost and confused. I was searching for God. We end up on the East Coast where I followed a TV evangelist, but it was not what I expected. I was greatly disappointed. I didn't stop there. Day after day, I went to many libraries to study and read my Bible and search for the real truth, but in which books? Later, I came across a book from John MacArthur. The title was called Strange Fire. I read the book, and I wanted to find out more and who is John MacArthur and what type of sermons he is teaching. So I searched up his name and found his sermon online. His teaching was different from what I ever had heard, but I was desperate, eager enough to learn more on God's words. As I struggled to accept these hard truths and sound doctrines, I had no time to close my mind. My soul was at stake. I had to break away from my false religion. All of a sudden, my heart was pounding so hard, beating painfully out of my chest. I became deeply afraid. My eyes and my ears were opening to the gospel. I've seen my own sins right in front of me so clearly. Once I saw my sins, I broke down and cried, screaming in agony, full of tears and in pain, in desperation about how filthy I am. It took days and nights and months. I was trembling in great, great fear. I knew then I deserved God's wrath. I plead and repented to the one true living God, to forgive me for all my sins. I was desperate and in need of God's word. I needed to find a true church that will teach me the truth. I was lost. I was desperate, I desperately wanted God to discipline me right then and there. I figure I'd rather have God's discipline than having him to reject and deny me and discard me into a lake of fire. I continued to repent and fast. I didn't want God Almighty to judge me as a wretched sinner. There was no rest in my heart. There was no peace. It was violently in danger. So I begged and pleaded with God to have mercy on my soul. After months and months on end battling over my filthy heart and how disgusted and ashamed, I never knew how bad my sins were and how blind I was. I despised my own sin. I couldn't look at myself the same way. I thought of all the wretched things I have said and done throughout my whole life. I just couldn't stand myself anymore. I mourned over myself. Everything dramatically changed about me. I see everything around me so clearly. I seen everything around me so differently. The old world, the old life was gone. I had absolutely no desire or tolerance towards sin. Suddenly, God's amazing gift of peace, love, joy, mercy, and grace reigned over me. For God pristined me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for my future eternal glory. For I received the conversion and the regenerate of my heart by the Holy Spirit and the gift of faith in his Son, in the gospel, and in his word. I faithfully put my trust in the Lord of hosts, my shepherd, my counselor, my redeemer. I give all thanksgiving to the living God that he revealed himself to me through his word and his holiness, purity, and righteousness, for God's word is alive, an ultimate treasure. I give all honor, praises, and glory to my God. I love the Lord thy God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. I believe in my Heavenly Father. I believe in the Son of God, and I believe in the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 10:32 reads, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. I fully proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In my baptism today, I announce my public identification with Christ, in which it stands as my public confession." In Acts 2:38 reads, "Repent and be baptized. For I am being baptized according to the ordinance, a symbolic form out of the obedience to the command of my Lord and Savior, who took my place at the cross, who suffered and died dreadfully to secure my salvation, was buried and rose again for my justification by faith through grace, to walk with him in newness of life through perseverance, for I am kept by his power to the end in the mind of God. In sincere and humility, I declare this is my journey and testimony."